Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
43-0 is the score in the scoring in the first half. West Plains got two touchdown runs by Remy Wilson from 6 and 1 yard. Rylan Kenslow scored on a 63-yard punt return. Briggs Houston and Isaiah Jones scored on runs of 16 and 3 yards. And Jacob Moore, one of the most electrifying plays of the first half, scored on a catch and run of 67 yards on a third down and long. And West Plains leads it at the half, 43-0.
Got a couple scores for you.
Man, I can't find anything. Go for it.
Well, Drew sent us in a couple things here. So it is a 6-6 tie between Liberty and Catholic. And it is a pretty ugly game for the Willow Springs Bears. Forsyth on top, 58-7.
Boy, if Liberty doesn't pull that out tonight and beat Catholic, I'm going to be playing with a depressed golf partner here over the next couple of weeks.
He might still be wet.
Forget about the next couple of weeks, because Grizzly basketball starts next Thursday night at the West Plains Civic Center. Grizzly games, of course, here again on Hot Country KDY. Linkier Prep will be the opponent next Thursday night. And then we will travel next weekend and go to balmy Ottumwa, Iowa for the Iowa-Missouri Challenge.
You get to go to all the nice places.
You got to see the sun come up real early in the morning over the bridge over the Ottumwa River.
I'm busy sleeping at that.
It'll bring
time.
A tear to your eye, boy.
Will it?
No. 43-0 is the halftime score. And let's take a 30-second break. Nate, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country KDY.
Reed Cobb has it teed up. Monette will receive. Goal to our left, the north goal. Back to receive deep is Austin Black for Monette. He stands at the 10. Will it get that far? Yes. It bounces. He picks it up, bobbles it, goes back, gets it. 13-yard line, circles wide left. Uh-oh, nowhere to go. Tackle made to 14. Jackson Taylor again on the stop that time. I'll tell you, West Plains special teams is better. Much better. And then, you go through the gauntlet of playing Camdenton, Kickapoo, and who's the other team I'm leaving out here?
Lebanon.
You play those three teams in a row, that's going to thicken your hide a little bit.
Absolutely. I know, a lot of people are upset about a three-game stretch like that, and of course you go 0-3, so it's not great, but it's things like that that really build you for the future, and maybe we're going to start seeing some of that here in this district tournament.
Biden on the carry around the right end, gets up to the 19-yard line, so he's going to pick up almost 6 yards, and it'll be a second down and about four as he gets up slowly after that carry.
So the question was asked, will the accelerated clock start up here in the third quarter, or are the officials going to make us wait for the fourth? The clock has not yet stopped, so it looks as if we are going to have a turbo clock as long as the score difference is 35 points.
And it should be. In a game like this. Two wide left, single running back, wing right. They're going to run the same play, running right. They got a big hole, and that's a first down and more. 35-yard line, and tackled made at the 42-yard line. West Plains coaches point back and say that he may have stepped out, or we may have a penalty flag here. Penalty flag. Holding against Monette. So much for that run. And I think the flag may have been laying right there on the McDonald's emblem, which is why it was difficult to see. I'm not sure. But anyway, what it comes down to is a penalty from the point of the foul. And so that will negate the first down. Then they'll mark it off 10 yards back to what is very close to the original line of scrimmage at the 4. It's on the 15-yard line right now.
Yep, that's a bummer for this team that's had a hard time getting anything going. They get a nice big run, and then they back up.
Long time to get the play in. Play clock's already at 15. Now they're up and ready to go with seven. Running play right, same play. A big hit coming from the linebacker. Alex Judd timed that and waited for the running back to turn the corner, and he just popped him and put him down quick.
However, we've got a West Plains player slow to get up.
And that we don't need. So we'll get out. He is in some sort of distress, so we'll get out and check him out. And we have a break in play, so we'll take a two-minute timeout with the score West Plains 43 and Monette nothing. Back in two on KDY.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
Still have an injured player on the field, and they have brought the board out to put underneath him, and we'll carry him off here in just a little bit. They're being extremely careful about all this. They've got, looks like about a, not counting the officials, about a dozen people standing around him. But the paramedics are out there and stabilizing the player, and they'll be moving him off as Joel Wyatt, and his coaches are out there right now as well. Boy, you hate to see anything like this anytime. But we don't know who the player is. It's hard to tell. It just, Is it Jackson Taylor? Oh, okay. So he is still there. They're going to bring the stretcher out, and they're going to take him off with that. So we're told it is, in fact, Jackson Taylor. I told Cody during the timeout, I said, I can see a four. So we started going over all the kids with the last number four and accounted for all except for Jackson. And sure enough, that's the case. So we'll take, tell you what, we'll take another two-minute timeout here, Nate, and we'll be ready to go when we come back. We're close to it. Score with 9:55 to go in the third quarter. Injury timeout, 43-0 West Plains. And we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
Jackson Taylor, the injured player for West Plains, and they're being very, very deliberate. They've got him strapped hard to the board. They've got him on the board now. They'll put him on the rolling gurney here in just a little bit, but they are making sure he is completely stabilized. And this is why you don't speculate. I saw him on the ground before they came out and checked him, and he was moving around back and forth. So my assumption was it was going to be a leg injury. They've got him totally immobilized, so there's no telling for sure what the issue will be, and we'll just leave it at that. But your thoughts, prayers, and hopes are with him that it's nothing serious. But whenever there's an injury, you're going to err on the side of caution, and that's hopefully what's going on here, and it's nothing too serious. He'll have a bunch of his teammates come over and give him an attaboy as they get ready to take him off the field. 9:55 to go. We're here in the third quarter. West Plains is up 43-0. And he'll get a big hand as they start taking him off the field here in just a little bit. But again, they're being really, really careful. And this is something, thankfully, that we haven't seen. I think this may be the first time this season that we've had to stop a game for any prolonged period of time because of an injured player.
You know, this is the one thing that you don't want to see come out of any football game or any contest of any sort. And it's one of those things that every one of these guys out here on the field knows that this is a possibility on any given play, on any given night. And now, you know, really the one of the parts of this that doesn't get talked about is now these guys who just watched, you know, one of their friends get carted out of a football stadium and is going to be headed to the hospital. Now they have to finish a football game. And it really kind of makes you reevaluate what's important. And at the end of the day, the outcome of these football games is not what's important.
So they'll give both teams just a little bit of time to get loose again because we had a pretty good delay. But when we go back to play, it's going to be second down. Make that third down, I believe, now after that last play. Yeah, third down and seven. And the ball is at the 17-yard line. So now it's just a matter of getting everybody loose and ready to go again, and we'll continue on here, and the turbo clock will come back on. So I'll ask you, you've seen their game. Are you a believer in the Missouri Tigers?
I tell you this. A couple of years ago, whenever they made the hire of Eli
Drinkwitz,
there was a lot of, I don't know, speculation. He had only been a head coach for 1 year. It was at Appalachian. And so, you know, it was, is this the guy? Can he be the guy? And I wasn't sold on him. I didn't think it was necessarily going to be, you know, the guy to turn around a program. But fast forward to today, I really like how well they recruit. I really like some of the stuff that's drawn up and that they're doing with these guys, and they've got some unbelievably talented players. So I think they are for real. The problem is half of the SEC is for real, and it is every year. So there's still going to be some teams that are, and the LSU game is a good example. They played with LSU that entire game, but
Should have beat LSU.
And probably should have beat LSU, but LSU fields these teams year in and year out. So if Mizzou can do this year and next year and continue that trend, then I will be 100%. Right now, I'm about 75.
Their biggest issue, just not enough talent, not enough SEC talent, and now they are getting very close to that. Now here we go on third down and seven. Monette with the ball from the 17. Quarterback keeps it, running to the right. They always run right, it seems like, and that will pick up maybe 2 yards of the 19 before tackles made by Alex. It was Alex Judd on the stop. So they'll bring up fourth down. And Monette will be forced to punt the football here on fourth down and about four to go.
Monette has had to punt the ball away, I believe, now. This will be their fourth punt. And with each punt, West Plains has got closer and closer to blocking the punt. If that trend continues, we're going to be really close, if not getting it done.
Well, they're going to line up like they're going to go for it. Maybe they're going to try and draw them offside. How about that? Nope, they're going to run it. Running play to the right, and West Plains is ready. They turned it in, loss of one, and a turnover. West Plains gets the ball back, and they'll have it, looks like, at the 19-yard line.
So fourth down and four to go. They opt to go for it, and, hey, I can say I was maybe kind of accurate in a statement I made earlier. They're going to get to the point where their season is quickly approaching the end of it, so why punt the ball away? Doesn't matter where we're at on the field. Let's try to make something happen.
They tried the one thing that has worked for them, and it didn't work that time. Loss of one. First and 10, West Plains, 19 of Monette. Clock is ticking. Man in motion to the left, Remy Wilson. Pass play slant, caught by Briggs Houston, 15, 10-yard line, 5-yard line. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. 19-yard passing run.
Well, that's going to extend the lead, and the clock will continue to run. And, Harlan, if I'm the West Plains coaching staff, that's the last play of the night that my starters see.
And you may very well be correct. 49-0. Extra point try is up. It's good. And it's 50-0. And a timeout on the field. Back in a minute on KDY.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
50-0. 6:22 and counting. As we get ready for the kickoff, Reed Cobb will kick the football away for West Plains. Here's the approach and the kick. Line drive kick will be taken at the 17, 20-yard line. Running left, hesitates, 25, tackle there. So Monette takes over first and 10. Clock still running. I mentioned Summersville won last night in district volleyball, or in state volleyball. So they'll play tomorrow, and that will be at South Iron. Oh, Paul was asking for a score. I just gave score, I think. 50-0. And that will be played at Annapolis, Missouri. Do you know where Annapolis, Missouri is?
I believe that's in Maryland.
Missouri, that is.
No, I have no clue.
That's one place that's never been. The home of South Iron. First down and 10. Pass out to the left flat. Caught. Tackle made. No gain. It'll be second down and 10.
So a couple things to comment on here. Looks like West Plains still has that first team defense on the field. And we will go ahead and comment that the ambulance has left the field, so Jackson Taylor is en route to the hospital, and we'll try to get an update on that sometime next week, I'd say.
It's second down and 10. Yard down marker on the far side says still first down, but it's second down and 10. Quarterback takes it. Quarterback draw running left. He'll be hit and stopped after a gain of one. West Plains really piled it up, jammed it up. Shane Curtis, one of those on the stop, again, along with Alex Judd, Dylan Brickman. I think I said it last week, or maybe the week before, but you see a pile of bodies and a tackle for West Plains defense. Somewhere in there, as you're peeling off layers, 41 is going to come up. Alex Judd, second down, or make it third down and 8. What will they do here? Run to the right, maybe? Yep.
You called it.
Running play to the right, Biden with the carry, and a tackle made. That's going to be enough for a
close
first down.
Yeah. Hey, what? This is the one play that they've run that has worked a few times. And I'm willing to bet they keep on doing it.
So, that's the one thing that they have done tonight that has been successful. They're short a player. Now we have a slot man on the left side. Handoff running to the right, turning it up. Out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Gain of 7 on that play. Right. Everything to the right for
well,
the most part.
It's not necessarily surprising. I mentioned him earlier, number 76, Porter Reed. He's 6'3", 285. He plays that right tackle position. Well, why wouldn't you run behind him?
He's a big lad. Second down, 3. From the west, from their own 44, running play right, and the tackle made. Maybe a loss of a yard on the play, back at the 46-yard line.
Another thing that's interesting, Harlan, as you watch the Monette team line up, they've got a tight end over here on the right side. He doesn't line up directly on the line, but he doesn't line up in a normal tight end type spot. He's angled, and his job is to just close off the end.
Same play, running right. A lot of congestion there, and the tackle will be made after a very short gain again to the 49-yard line. There will be a gain of 2. Well, they're going to say 48, so a gain of 1.
Now we'll see if Monette opts to go the other direction now that West Plains is somewhat sealed that edge.
So, second down, 9 yards to go from the 40, their own 48-yard line. Monette, motion man, they'll hand it off, run to the right again. No quarterback will keep it and turn it to the corner, and he'll get across midfield, breaks a tackle. He may score. He's at the 20-yard line, 15-yard line, tackle made inside the 10. And so for the first time tonight, Monette breaks off a big run, and it's for 44 yards and a first down inside the 10 to the 7-yard line of West Plains.
Well, it's worked. It has worked here in this in the quarter especially, and that one, that's the first big play of the night for Monette. They're going to be in the red zone for the first time, and we are approaching the end of the third quarter with the running clock in effect. We are down to 35 seconds, maybe a play or two left before we make it into the final frame for the evening.
Let's see if West Plains loads up a little bit on that right side this time. Umfeldt is the quarterback. Colin Umfeldt takes the snap, runs right, turns it in, and he gets hit hard and driven down by Alex Judd. Alex had a clear shot and got him. That'll be the last play of quarter number three with the score 50-0. It's West Plains on top. Half a century on the board, and the fourth quarter is coming up in 1 minute on Hot Country KDY.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
All right, once this clock starts, it's probably not going to stop, so that means that we're going to have an early night here.
Got a burst of wind that came out of nowhere right there.
I can feel that. Hope that rain's not going to be blowing in.
That's
here.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. Let's get this last 12 minutes done in 12 minutes.
Well, can Monette break the goose egg?
The entire stands just stood up to put their jackets on.
Spread set. Umfeldt will hand off running right. Nothing there. Very short gain on the play. Tackle made for West Plains by Aiden Judd, freshman.
Might be the time of night that we start seeing the underclassmen get in here and play some important minutes.
You put your JV defense in, say, now don't let him score.
Yep.
Although, a lot of starters still out there. Here's a snap. Umfeldt looks left. He throws left. That ball is badly thrown, incomplete behind the receiver. And that'll bring up fourth down and goal at the 7-yard line. So it'll be fourth down and goal.
Well, this may be Monette's best bet to get into the end zone this evening.
Here we go on fourth down. There will be three receivers left. Colin Umfeldt, the quarterback, takes the snap. Back to throw it. Stands at his 15. Throws it underneath. Ball tipped, incomplete. He threw it into triple coverage. There was no way that ball was going to get to the receiver. Broken up on the play that time for West Plains by Lawson, and it'll be West Plains football as the clock continues to run. 50-0 is our score. Turbo clock, early fourth quarter.
Just going to pull up the radar screen here and see if it looks like we're going to get a little bit of rain move in. I know it's in the forecast.
I was going to ask you to do that, as a matter of fact. That's very perceptive of you without even having to say anything.
It's unfortunate.
All right. First and 10 for West Plains. Let's see who's out there this time. And still Isaiah Jones at quarterback. Starting offense from the 9-yard line. Counterplay left. Dawson Howell rumbles at the 15, 20, 23-yard line. And a gain on the play of 14 and a first down for West Plains. As I mentioned a little while ago, the Grizzly basketball team starts their season next Thursday night at home at the Civic Center against Linkier Prep. And then after that, we'll play Sunday and Monday of this coming weekend. Not this, but next weekend. In Enid, Oklahoma. Here's a running play left. Big hole for Remy Wilson. He's going to get a good gain up near the first down, near the 34-yard line. And like Cody said early, West Plains offense dominating up front. And they've got out of the hole now, so they'll put in the JV offense here. Grizzlies play Thursday against Link here, and then Sunday the 5th, we have a 10 a.m. game at Northern Oklahoma College Enid, 10 a.m. on Sunday the 5th, and then another 10 a.m. game on Monday the 6th against New Mexico Military Institute. Now it's second down and one. Low snap, ball fumble, quarterback back, throws a screen pass, throws it high and out of bounds. In the game at quarterback right now for West Plains is Ethan Miller. That incomplete pass will not stop the clock. 8 minutes and counting to go in the ball game.
So in regards to the weather front coming through, it does not look like there's a real great chance of rain right here, right now. We're around a 15% chance, and it's not showing up on the radar screen. But over the next few hours, the rain chances will get a bit higher, and we'll have a chance throughout the overnight hours.
Ethan Miller, the quarterback, fumbles the football, and evidently West Plains fell on it, so now it's going to bring up fourth down and a couple.
Well, if you've ever wondered what the difference between junior varsity and varsity football, watch what's happening right now.
It's a different game for the JV kids when they get out there in a varsity game, regardless of the fact what the score is.
You bet.
But let's see if West Plains goes for it here on fourth down and about 2.5. They will.
See if they can get a good snap here. Two plays in a row, they've had either a high snap or a low snap.
Running play, running right. 30-yard line, 35-yard line. Takes on a tackler, keeps the wheels moving, and a first down for West Plains all the way to the 41-yard line.
I believe that was Gavin Marshall, number 20.
He made a loop in the backfield, but then he turned it upfield and really looked good running the football there.
Gavin Marshall, that's a freshman. 5'9", 162.
Good run, Gavin. Now first and 10. 41-yard line their own for West Plains. Snap, fake it, quarterback draw. Ethan Miller got wrapped by the tail of his shirt, finally pulled down from behind. He picked up 3 to the 44-yard line. 6:15 to go in the football game. Well, we've been able to execute the score part of this by dominating Monette tonight 50-0, but we weren't able to get out of it injury-free. Jackson Taylor was injured and left the field by ambulance, so hopefully it's more precaution than anything else.
Score update from Willow Springs. It is now 58-13, and that is not in Willow's favor.
Forsyth is getting them. Here's the draw play again to Ethan Miller. He'll take it right up the middle. Ball lost on the play. It was fumbled, but it was covered by Gage Pohl for West Plains, sophomore lineman. And it's marked at the 47-yard line.
We're down to 5 minutes. And it's going to be third and maybe four to go.
So a week from tonight, it'll be either Marshfield or McDonald County here. Low snap, handoff, running play to the right. Marshall again, 50-yard line, and takes on the tackler and runs
nice
over
little
it.
Little pop.
At the 47-yard line. Love that.
You betcha. It's got to feel good being a freshman out here, even if it is late in the game that's already over. Got to feel good to go out there and get some important carries and hit the guy that's supposed to hit you instead.
46-yard line of Monette, first down. And there's a chance that West Plains, if they can move the sticks a couple more times, maybe could run the clock out here. Ethan Miller, man in motion from the left, single running back. Inside counter handoff, 45-yard line, 40-yard line, and a gain of 6 on the play. Aiden Judd on the carry that time. So I'm sure that his mom, grandma, grandpa, all happy to see Aiden. Doing some good stuff here in the varsity game. Under 4 minutes to go. Aiden Judd will be the H-back on the right. Motion man from the left. He'll fake counter play up the middle. And Marshall with the carry across the 35 to the 34. You know, the JV offense here has got a little bit of rhythm to them and moving the football on the ground pretty well.
Aaron Hargrove, he's a junior, wears number 77, offensive lineman, 6'3", 315. He just got the old-fashioned pancake block on a Monette defensive lineman. Hey, there's the 9 o'clock train.
On KKDY, West Plains, Missouri. Pass out left flat. Ball is caught. Flag down for holding on the interior line. Tackle made at the 30-yard line. But a flag is down at the 34. Why are you stopping the clock?
Quick update from Drew. 35-13, Stratford over Houston.
What was that again?
35-13, Stratford on top of Houston.
My sources tell me that Stratford is pretty good.
Who's your source?
Well, we'll put it like this. His team got beat by him. And then they turned around, played Ava a couple weeks later, and got lit up like a Christmas tree at Macy's.
Ava's got a pretty good team, don't they?
Ava's really good. Really good.
Are they class two or three?
None.
Class none?
Oh, class. They're class three. Here's a throw on the middle screen. The ball is caught. It ain't going to amount to anything. It maybe picked up 2 yards on the pass. That was Wyatt Dew. And why are we stopping the clock? Now it's going again. So it's going to be second down and a whole bunch, 18 yards for the first down. You're right. A bunch of people did put their jackets on when that wind came up, didn't they? Cheerleaders have. Oh, I see some umbrellas coming out.
Yeah.
It's not good. Hand off right up the middle. Marshall again will be spun down right at the line of scrimmage. So not much there at all, and it'll be at the 47-yard line of Monette. It'll be third down, and now, let's see, they're at the 47. They got to get down to about the 25, so about 22 to go for the first down.
Bit of a temperature change here in West Plains as well. It went from mid-70s and maybe even a little bit muggy to a little bit of some brisk air coming through.
Down to a minute 35.
Let it tick.
Trying to milk the... Oh, they're not going to get the playoff. I have to call timeout. Well, don't call timeout. Because they're liable to stop the clock, and they did.
Update from Drew. Liberty has taken a lead, 20-14. And he says that Pruitt for the Eagles has racked up 297 yards.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's almost 300.
Man, that education paid off, didn't it?
You know it. Use it every day.
Third and 23. Motion from the right, all the way across the formation. Miller will fake it, roll it out. He's looking, he throws, got a guy open high and incomplete.
Had his man.
He's just trying to get the football to Reed Cobb around the 30-yard line. So the clock keeps running. It'll be fourth down. West Plains will hold on to it here. There's 34 on the play clock, 42 on the game clock.
They will have to snap the ball. They can run one more play, whether they get the first down or not. And if they don't get the first down, it'll be a turnover on downs, but then Monette will probably not even have time to get out there and snap a playoff.
From their own 48-yard line now, West Plains, with 20 seconds to go, could be the final play of the game here. Rolling to the right to pass. The throw underneath, the ball is intercepted. Cut back. Tackle made at the 26-yard line.
And that should be the ball game.
And Marshall saved a touchdown on that. And they stopped the clock with 1 second to go.
Now
there we go, and that's the ball game. Final score, 50-0. West Plains back to wrap it up in 30 seconds on KDY.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Well, the final score is 50-0. West Plains wins it, and they took over early in the game. They, along the way tonight, they scored on a touchdown run by Remy Wilson to start the game at 10:44. A 6-yard run made it 7-0. Rylan Kinslow, just 3 minutes later, returned a punt 63 yards to make it 15-0. Then Remy scored on a 1-yard run at 3:15 to make it 22-0. Second quarter, Briggs Houston on a 16-yard run made it 29-0. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Jacob Moore on a 67-yard catch and run made it 36-0. And Isaiah Jones on a 3-yard run with 104 to go in the half made it 43-0. The only other score of the night, a 19-yard touchdown pass from Isaiah Jones to Briggs Houston at 7:59 of the third, and that was your final score, 50-0. So Monette's season ends at 0-10. West Plains season now at 6-4, and they'll play against either McDonald County or Marshfield here next Friday night. So it's pretty much what you expected. I think most people expected. The only thing was, you know, get out of here with a fairly easy win, but we didn't get out unscathed. So hopefully Jackson Taylor will be able to recover quickly from whatever his injury was. But really pretty good. I know Monette struggles, but all in all, we didn't have any interceptions tonight. Well, we had one at the very end of the game.
Sure.
But for the game in general, really no turnovers.
Yeah.
Took care of the ball and scored, moved the ball pretty much any way they wanted to.
Well, and West Plains did a good job in all phases of the game. Offensively, they put up 50 points. Defensively, they allowed nothing. And then in special teams, you know, the only, if you just had to find something to say, you know there was that one thing. There were a couple of extra point kicks that they went through. They were good. Everything's kosher, but they were maybe a little bit low if you just had to find something to nitpick.
So the final score again, West Plains wins at 50-0. A week from tonight, we'll be back here and playing against either McDonald County or Marshfield. And Cody will be back. I'll be back. Drew will be back. And thanks to Drew for the live stream and Nate Hudson in the studio. Final again, West Plains wins it by a final over Monette of 50-0. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Good night from McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium.
West Plains Zizzers football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozark's Healthcare, and Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
West Plains Scissors football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.